Hi, guys.
Hey.
What it do, shorty? See, I say that all the time.
First, you have Jeremy with his what a douche. No.
Right?
Right?
I'm hip.
Seamus is regular. But then Tristan, he's like, hey.
Oh. Tristan's got to come hither.
Pick up your jack and call.
You got to believe.
Uh-oh. Baby.
Before we get into our XA discussion, couple of things, right? Number one, at the time of this recording, somebody had a birthday.
Hey.
Jeremiah Simpson had a birthday.
I turned 20.
Right.
I love how you said twa. That's not
what? At one time, I turned 20.
At some point, yes.
Like 10 years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm clearly the youngest person here.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, Jared, you're definitely the youngest person here. Without
a
doubt.
Sweet street lingo. I'm so young.
Jared, are you not on fleek? That is what the kids are saying.
Yes.
Are they not?
Yeah.
They were saying that this year.
You're
right?
Not even the second youngest person. You're not even the second youngest.
Recording this podcast is Bay.
What the
Wow, Jared, you are really you have just nailed down corporate lingo.
Mm-hmm. Radical, guys. Tubular.
Wow. Okay. This is not escalating at all.
What?
Not quickly at all. It's very slowly degenerating.
It's funky fresh.
But yes, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you had lots of celebrations and merriment, and hopefully our little podcast isn't the highlight of your weekend.
No, God, no. Wait,
how could it not be?
Wow.
I enjoy talking to you guys.
Wait.
Jeez.
Wait, hold on. Whoa, first of all, you're supposed to say, oh, come on, you guys. I had a good time, but you know.
That question was a trap.
There's nothing. There's nothing better than being here with you guys. That's what you're supposed to say. Not like, oh my gosh. Well, wow. No.
No. See,
I have a life. Wow.
No. See, I think a good response would have been like, you know what? This is just the cherry on top of the sundae of my weekend.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You see, Seamus should really write for your life. Pretty much.
Jared, I'll give you the best writing.
Okay. It's definitely fiction, but okay.
Your storylines, it'll be great. We'll make your life like Rieslick. It'll be great.
I mean, Seamus could be your game master, right?
Okay.
And
did you say game master?
I was gonna say,
both
true.
Would work, I think.
Are you my game master?
Right, yeah, both of them.
Chair, we will teach you the ways of the gay.
I will master all of the gay.
You'd look okay in a collar, I think. That would work.
Wow.
Girl.
Okay. Yeah, I said game master.
Mm-hmm.
Game.
I like my interpretation better.
So, speaking of games, Commodore X-Aid.
Clear it with no continues, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes, X-Aid. Let me tell y'all. Let me just say. If you ain't watching X-Aid,
you're not believing.
You gotta believe that this is the show. This is the show.
No, no, I'm a believer. Guys. X-Aid.
This
thumbs up.
Right here, it is almost.
Oh, okay. Let's not go. Oh. Let's not.
Are you gonna unseat Gaim?
No.
I was about to say, because no.
I said almost.
Oh,
It's giving me a little bit. I mean, there's certain things that are keeping it from the Gaim level. Let's be real. All right. Mostly, almost all of the villains, they have to have some maniacal laugh, which I can't stand. I cannot stop. All right, you know, or somebody's screaming out in agony every 2 seconds.
Boy,
I get.
You would never be able to watch One Piece if you don't like distinctive evil laughs, because every character has their own. Everyone.
Yeah, like Anton Mercer, or sorry, what's his name? What's the actor's name?
Latham Gaines.
Latham Gaines would not be pleased.
Anton.
Not be pleased. So yeah, there's definitely things I'm just like, but I'm able to overlook some things because this is the show. It's my show.
It's the hotness.
It's the hotness. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's all right.
I'm glad that the show, because I think the last time we talked about it, I was kind of like not sure if I was going to keep watching, but now I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Well, that's my biggest thing is like in the beginning, it was that show where I was like, I mean, it's not bad, but it was like.
It took a moment. I'm just
to remind you who was the one here that had the most faith in the show from the beginning.
Well, but the point is that the show itself did not instill that kind of faith in the first, like, 10 episodes.
That I always believed.
The problem with most
you believe shows. Late. You believe late.
You believed in Power Rangers Samurai. And look at
Power Rangers Samurai. You are a dirty pirate hooker.
Did you believe in Power Rangers Samurai, Jared?
No, I did not. He's making up lies. And oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let the record show.
Kristen.
Well,
Cynthia Day.
Excuse me.
Wait, what?
How dare you?
Our wonderful, gentle listeners can go back.
Yeah.
Deep in the archives.
Yeah, not even that deep. Just Google Schmoogle's Samurai.
The only thing I said back then was that I thought Mike had potential.
And what?
Everybody said that?
You hated Mike.
I did not hate Mike.
Yes, you did.
No, what I hated was the fans like jumping
on loving Mike before the show. Yes. Yeah,
except for that one time where you literally said the words "I hate Mike." But yeah, just you know, otherwise.
I was probably speaking of another Mike that we know lots of Mikes.
Well, that is true.
are you talking about Mike?
Could be that Mike. Definitely didn't like that Mike. The one that could float in space and live. That didn't like that Mike.
Oh, it was all right.
Oh, word.
Tristan
but,
just game mastered you. Well, bam.
Those are the sweet, slick moves of the game master.
Well, yeah, it fits in because we are in Pride Month, right? But tell me what currently. Because there is a lot of twists and turns and gotchas and almost gotchas and sort of gotchas.
We should say, I mean, I watched this from like episode 19 up to now, which is what?
35.
Okay. So I watched most of that in like a week's span. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the last episode, like, today. Mm-hmm. So, it was in a very compressed time period. So, I watched it all.
Mine was very compressed. Mine was today.
Right.
I watched it all today.
So, I remember broad strokes.
Okay. I'll bring up some characters, right? And then it'll jog some memories of some things.
Poopy-papu. Okay.
So... Let's start with the poopy people. Poopy poopy poopy.
Yes.
Poopy poopy poopy. Now, I hate them because they got me to care about this chick.
Right, and she was so annoying.
So annoying.
What? She was the worst. So annoying. She was like the worst. One of the reasons why I was gonna turn it off.
The worst. And then they made me. I mean, I almost. Had a little, you know, moisture
Whoa.
In
oh, wow.
my,
Whoa. Damn.
In my eye.
It is
my
Pride
eye.
Month.
My eyes. My eyes. You guys are horrible people. Almost. There was almost a tear. Not quite, because you know it's not that serious. But I'm like, why are you going to make me care about her? And then I was just like, don't. Make her the mother. Don't make her the mother. You made her the mother. You made her of the mother course. Of the game master. Of course.
It's funny that you mentioned, like, don't make me care about these characters because, say what you will, like, pretty much every character in this series you have at least a minor connection to. And at the same time that you guys were marathoning all of these episodes, I watched the team up with Ghost, and then all the Ghost minor characters show up, and I'm like, well, I still don't care about any of you at all, in the slightest, Temple people. You're there.
Never forget, or always forget, actually.
Hey, it's all the Temple people, and it's the girl whose brother was creepily attached to it, or, oh, all these good characters.
There is a slight difference, because those characters are not Kamen Riders and are not often seen, like, actively involved, whereas, like, eventually just about everyone who speaks on this show transforms, and, like... Well,
right. There's a simple rule. If you're going to speak, be important. That's you know, do something. You have a reason to exist.
I totally agree.
So, simple enough. Even if you don't transform. Even if you don't transform, just, you know, do something.
Right. I mean, there is, like in Gaim, there were characters that didn't transform and were still cool, you know.
Sailor Mercury.
So. Importante. But yeah, like, I mean, that... And again, the whole notion of course she's the mom of the game master who, like, was taken over by a bugster, and then, you know, that's why she has a heart, because she ain't a blah, 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 blah. I understand they want to, like, give us a twist or whatever, but I kind of wish that, like, we already had the father situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't need her to be the mom. Like, I already felt bad for her because she took over some rando woman that, you know, like, I already felt bad. I was just like, I don't need to know that that's the mom. I'm good.
So,
like,
so you're saying you want fewer mothers in these series? is that
what we're going? Good point.
I'm saying that for her particular storyline, she did not need to be the mom of somebody to be important. That's what I'm saying.
I agree, but I still really like that she is. She's, by the way, even with all this stuff, Poppy People Papo is still annoying. Sorry.
Like, when they give her, like, serious moment, she's fine, because every till often they, like, decide she's going to be serious, but then there are some moments where she's like, oh, wacky! I'm like, chill, girl.
I don't know. I just don't feel like she busts out the wacky that often enough that it's, like, a detriment.
It's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, no, when she found out she was mama, she calmed down. She did. Like, before, it was like, people, papu, people, poo, every 2 seconds, and now it's like, pop, peep, and then she, like, is in a suit, you know, going to see, going to give a shakedown to the father. Like, I mean, like, you know, so. I just feel like we, women, we're only important because we are of, like, we're somebody's mother,
yeah,
or somebody's love interest, or somebody's, you know, like, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would have still felt for her, and I would have seen her growth anyway if she wasn't the mother. Like, she didn't have to be the mother. Like, she could have felt, herself already realized, like, wow, like, I am a bugster. I realize that I took over somebody's body. They're no longer here. I'm here because this dude created me as a character and blah, 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 blah. I feel bad. I want to rectify that. That's it. That's done.
That's great.
Ooh, that's great. And then I'm his mother. Get out of here.
Yeah, it kind of turns her interesting story arc into someone else's. And it's one of the guys. Yeah.
You're saying that women in Kamen Rider and even Sentai, I guess, in general, don't really pass the Bechdel test at all.
Or never.
Ever.
Never.
Yeah. Never.
Never in a million years. I mean, I enjoy What's-Her-Face, the other girl. I like they made her a writer.
Oh, yeah. Nico's awesome. I love her.
She grew on me because she was really, like, if you want to talk about annoying, okay? Like, there were times where I would have preferred the puppy people over Nico. Really? Like, I was just...
Nah, never.
No, because...
I never thought she was that bad.
It was so much of, like, I hate this one person. It was so one note at one point. I'm just like, bro, like, stop. Like, it's not even cool anymore. Like, stop. You know? So, like, but she grew on me. You know, they had to give her some storyline, give us some depth, something, because it was getting a little much.
As soon as she voiced everybody's opinion that Kuroto's creepy as heck, you're like, yep, okay, yep, mm-hmm, she's good. She knows what's up. Or, like, when she, like, for, like, 2 seconds did, like, an impression of a Snipe. I loved it.
Mm, that was good.
She got the hair for, like, ooh. Yeah, he's weird.
And her Kamen Rider outfit, I'm like, the bag.
Yes.
The book bag.
The bag and the hat and the stars.
You know, like, I mean, if she's going to be a writer, I like the idea that, and it's weird because normally you'd be like, oh, well, how come she couldn't get, like, the special toys like the boys and blah, blah, blah. But they're showing that she doesn't need the special toys like the boys in order to beat the game. I'm saying there's certain things that she can't do, and she knows she can't do, and she knows she better stay out of it, and she's like, I'm going to let them handle that, because, you know, he's, anybody got time. But the ones that she can handle, she handles a business. I'm like, I like that.
I do wish that it didn't have to be that way, though, that sometimes she really could just jump in and say, no, I got this, instead of...
Yes.
Them just like running past her and
I mean this is the kind of the problem with Kamen Rider and Sentai or whatever. The women are not the ones that are, hey, let me go take charge and like be really cool with the flashy gadgets and beat the main boss. Like, that it doesn't happen. So,
but at least she's here and she's spunky. And she has a little bit of uniqueness.
And more than one lady writer. That's always a nice treat.
Yeah. And they're both alive. Sort of.
So far.
There's still like 15 more episodes. Like, you don't know.
Yeah. Well,
you know, one is a virus.
Right.
So
pseudo alive. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. It's all good. We're progress.
Baby steps.
Okay, so I mentioned him. Let's talk about what's his face? What's his name? What's his name? The game master dude?
Kuroto.
What's his name?
Kuroto.
I keep hearing game master every time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's where your mind is.
I mean, it might be
until the dad showed up. So you can't really say that. So yeah, just say Gen.
Who? Yeah. What? Oh, who? Genem.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dan, Proto, whatever you want to say, Creepo.
So the GM, right?
Yes.
So here's what I'll say. At first, when he was like, oh, this is your villain. Easy. This is what he does. He wants to, you know, run this company and create these games. And okay, villain, great, awesome. Then it went from, awesome, but like typical, right? Then it went from typical to kind of creepy. And by kind of creepy, I mean a lot creepy. And this is where it was kind of reminding me of some of the guy where it's just like, I am this god. I'm like, okay, stop. Hold up. Irks, you're crazy. And now we know why you're crazy, because your father's crazy too. So, but
I definitely was not feeling him before a certain point. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
he's basically exactly. Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh. Pretty
much. Screw the rules, I have money.
Hey, he has an evil dad that shows up later too. Hey,
look at that. So yeah, So then they defeat him in a sense, right? And then the way that he comes back, because, guess what, guys? You know, if you haven't seen X8, a lot of people come back, y'all. Okay? Yes. Lots of people.
That's an annoying thing. Like,
I mean, it's annoying, like, but it's awesome.
It's annoying. I mean, I will say that compared to other Kamen Rider series, at least the whole idea of them coming back and the game nature of it is something that's focused on. And it's not one of those things in other series where it feels like, we can't kill people, so we just got to bring them back willy-nilly, whatever. Here, they're back. So at least here, it actually fits in with the show, but still, in general, I'm not a huge fan of bringing people back. Like, you have to give me a good reason or have a good arc for them, or else it just feels like you're just doing it to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I probably hate bringing characters back more than anyone. Just in, like, not Kamen Rider, but just period, like, stories, like, after they've died. That's it. They're gone. You know, wash your hands of it. It's over. In this case, it's an interesting thing because I did think he was kind of annoying. But then you get all this backstory and stuff. And when he comes back, I have to say, like, I was amused by the idea of him being...
In the thing, yes. Just like yeah, we're chilling. Yeah, we're all working together, right? Yeah.
Right? You just have to work with me, even though like I killed this guy, I did all this
stuff. Right. And he's like, and he's just like, oh, well, I mean, I'm working with you, but I still want to be the game. I'm like, wait, first of all, like, you're still creepy. Like, what are you doing?
It's like a different kind of creepy too. It's like
I love when like Poppy Peepapo is like, eh, shut up.
Yes. Throws him back in, yes. And it's not Dan Kuroto, guys. It's Neo Dan Kuroto. Get it straight.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry.
That was great.
Sorry.
Come on now.
It's so funny because, like, in the beginning, right, like, before his death, I was saying to myself, like, he almost reads like he's some kind of weird parody. Like, accidentally, he's like a parody of, like, villains of this type. And now that he's back.
Now that he's back, he's in.
Yes. Yes. It's actually good. I like it.
Naturally. Yeah, it is so weird. Like, it's so weird. And I don't know which I prefer. I know which one I prefer. I mean, the Neo one, right? But it's not by much. Like, and it's weird. It's not like I hate him. I don't like him. It's just an odd way of how... Like, I like how the show... Yes, they can stretch out certain things about, like, how they hold grudges about certain things. Sure. But I like how that all these people are working together for different reasons, but one of those reasons is not that they like each other. Nobody likes each other.
Yeah.
At all. It's great. It's great.
Just the fact that every time they want to talk to Snipe, they have to do it, like, over the TV. Because I'm in my own place, guys. I chill over here. Me and Nico, we chill.
We're not always hanging at the juice bar.
Yes.
You know, doing, like, calisthenics or whatever.
Right.
Hanging out at the doctor's office.
I just love the fact that Kuroto goes from, like, evil zombie guy who kills laser to I'm jumping out of warp pipes because I got extra lives. Like, how does that...
Oh, he's like, you made me use one of my lives.
Super Mario thing.
Oh, it's so good. All the Mario references in this show are crazy.
Yeah, so he was our first villain. Like, real, like, main guy villain, because you had your side villains and stuff like that. Which we're going to get to in a moment, because there's things. Mm-hmm. So, then he goes, right? Then this sort of newer villain comes in. Mm. What's his name? The one in the white suit? Ren somebody?
Oh, the love dude?
Oh, Lovelika. Oh.
Yeah. Lovelika, yes. Whatever his name is.
Wow, over the top. Yes. Extra over the top.
Yeah, man. Like, so then he comes in. Extra creepy, extra whatever, steals puppy people.
But this is the thing, though, is that he was introduced as just, like, the new guy who's, like, possibly on your side, and he's gonna help out the CR place and be the thing, and then at the end you find out that he's actually with the villains, the rest of the villains, and they're, like, colluding secretly. I found that great, actually. It actually ended up liking the character.
I wouldn't say I liked him, but I didn't not like him. Like, he was fine.
I didn't like him one bit. Like, I was so glad to see him go. I'm just like, bye. Like, his power was dumb. He was dumb. His suit was dumb. His hair was dumb. I did not like. It was just not. Ew. Like, ew. Like, I get it. You have to have, like, a buffer between when the dad comes and when the son is down. I get it. But, like I would have rather just dealt with Paradox and what's his face? Graphite or whatever his name is. I would just rather deal with them, call it a day, let them brood some more or something. But, like, this fool coming in, twirling around, trying to get all the ladies. Maybe I got time. I don't know about that one. But it happened, you know, yes. And he stole people. Mm,
so she could make a song.
I was. Yeah.
Don't you love it whenever she gets CDs. To sing?
Yes.
It's so good.
That whole, like, music video that was, in the midst of my show was so annoying. So annoying. I'm just like, why is she singing to my camera? And what? No, they have, stop. Like,
they have downloads to sell. That's what needs to happen there.
I know that. I don't like it.
How dare you?
And first of all, I was not a fan of the song, okay? Now, if you wanted to break out in song to the theme song, now, that's what I'm saying. I gotta believe.
No, but she sings it, but she just says Papa Pee Po through the whole song.
Yeah.
Papa Pee Po.
Didn't you love her rendition of Merry Christmas? We are going to be listening to that every single year, Christmas time.
A time-honored holiday tradition will be born.
Listen, some of the garbage Christmas music out there, that will fit right in.
It's just the right level of terrible.
I would listen to Poppy Poopoo Christmas song any day of the week before, like, the song Christmas Shoes. Easily.
We don't want to give them ideas. Nope.
We know they're listening. We should tell the people when we go back to Japan for our next round of episodes.
Oh, that's right. Let's give them some recommendations.
Yeah, because we went to Japan to see all these episodes, and then I went back. Right. So anyway, so then yeah, so with the white suit guy,
Amagasaki this whole notion, Ren. Thank you.
I understand the notion of having a different power so that you can't. It's not all about aggression or all about what he said about violence and, you know, whatever. So I get it. I understand. However, his power. It was that you have to woo the ladies. You got to get the ladies to like you, and that's how you.
What? Have you never played one of those simulator games?
Yeah, it's based on, like, the dating sims.
Yeah.
And it's about emotional manipulation, which is what he did with Poppy People Popple.
Yeah.
It made sense with the Poppy People Popple, but then he extended that to other people. I'm just like, no, it's not working. Stop it. Stop. Leave Nico alone. Okay, but you know, whatever. It happened, right? So that was that next villain. But then, Dad comes back, right? And Dad, and this is the only time I'm feeling Dad, right? He came back. You know, he came back to his old office. He came back. He saw this white suit guy trying to be all like, oh, you back. Oh, wait, but I'm the president. You know, I make this happen. What? And Dad was like, nah, son.
Literally.
He was literally, nah, son. Get out my face. Bye-bye. And I was like, thank you, Father. Thank you for, like, solving this problem, because this is not. And then, like, the father was like completely okay. So this is my thing. When all these villains come back or are introduced, like, they're not like, yes, the what's his name, the first one,
Kuroto,
yeah, whatever the name is, he, you know, at first you're just like, oh, look, he, you know, is helping the doctors, and he's helping the whatever, but you know he was the villain. Like, you know, I know, we all know, right? But after him, it was just, like, straight up evil. It wasn't, like, sly evil. It wasn't, like, you know, in the cut evil. Like, it was just, like, level, on 11 evil.
You're talking about the villains?
Like, I don't know.
Like, just over the villains overall?
Yeah, like, I'm not talking about Paradox. Whatever his name is, yeah. And whatever. I'm not talking about them, you know, because they have a little bit more complex going on. But, like, it's just full on, like, evil. And then you find out why a little bit, why they kind of evil. But, like, it's just straight on evil. It was, I mean, like, dang, y'all, can y'all give us a break, though? Like, can we just, like, get a moment of, like, not straight full on devils? Like, can we, is it just me? Maybe it's just me.
Maybe.
I guess it's just me. Okay, all right. So the father, what y'all think about the father?
He's good.
He's fine so far. I mean, I don't know a ton.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see more.
He's just generic bad guy that...
Yeah, he's not giving me any... I'm waiting for his deeper reasoning, hopefully.
At this point, he's still guy who exists so we can validate redeeming Kuroto and Paradox at the end.
I mean, he's there to facilitate some of the plot stuff where it's like the status quo changes, whereas like Kamen Rider Chronicle becomes a thing, and then it's like you get the, what are they called? I don't even know what they're called. The foot soldier type writers or whatever they're, the players.
They're ride players.
Right. And that whole thing, which is awesome, by the way. Like, all of that is great. And the idea that, like, okay, they'll die and you'll get their data or whatever. But at the same time, you can get them back. Like, you can win everybody back. And, like, creating this whole idea of, like, a new world, which is completely digitized or whatever. And it sort of brings back the theme of doctors and the idea that there wouldn't be any need for them because you could just press some buttons or whatever and you're fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something that I liked that they brought up. They really brought up in the most recent episode, at least at the time of this recording, that whole like, oh, we don't need doctors anymore. Everybody just dies in the game, but then we bring them all back. If you die in the game, you die for real.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, is at least they're now integrating it so it actually feels like it's important and not everybody's not just going to be jumping out of warp pipes for the rest of their lives.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be amazing.
If you die, don't worry, you'll come back and you jump out of warp pipes. I'd be like, all right, let's go.
Amazing.
Intentionally die just so you could...
yeah, wow.
That... But there would be people who would do that. If it was like a real thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Put it on YouTube.
Just be pulling pranks on people, you know, like for people who don't know that that's a thing you can do yet.
Oh my God.
Like, they just like throw themselves in traffic and all of a sudden like, oh, warp pipe, bloop, bloop. Surprise, I'm back.
But I do like that we are bringing, like we are making the doctor thing still relevant. Because for a while I was sort of like, oh, did they waste the doctor theme this year? Is it really, should have just been video games? But no, they're trying to thematically tie it in. I'm glad for that.
Yes, which brings me to Hiro. Our knight character, whatever the hell.
Brave.
Prince.
Brave, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
He had an interesting arc.
Go ahead. Yo, let me tell you something, right? At first, like, I didn't feel nothing for him, like, whatever, like, whatever. Then you started seeing that, like, oh, he's learning a little bit from Emu. Oh, he's learning a little bit from the other guy's name, Taiga, right? Oh, he's learning a little bit from these people and learning how to, he's like, oh, I'm going to be a better doctor by learning from all these other people or whatever. Oh, my, and I'm like, yay. Look, especially when he found out that that Emu is, what's his name? That he has the game virus or whatever. So, like, he's trying to protect them and try to, like, figure out how to heal him and stuff like that. Like, all that stuff. It was just a building. It was great. He had a motivation. It was good. He was overcoming things. There were certain things that he's still hanging on to, but he's going to, you know, he has to work with somebody to get over it. It was great. But then, father comes back and is like, yo, son, I can bring back your chick. You want your check back?
The ultimate is what you motivator. Gotta do,
right? Mm-hmm. And at first, I'm like, all right, he's gonna be like a spy, right? You know what I'm saying? He's gonna go in there. He's gonna take the what are they called?
The gas shots.
What are they called? Yes. Something like that. So you know they're gonna take him, right? He's gonna go in there, take him, bring it back, be all like, ha ha, look at that, I have him. Look at no, that didn't happen at all. No, he's full on like, no, I'm gonna take care of these people. All right, tell me what you need to do. I mean, all right, I did what you wanted me to do, so now I can see my girl. Oh, she's like a robot now. No, but like really, like really bring her back. Tell me what you. So I'm a little disappointed.
He's a punk.
I feel like this is what good stories can sometimes do, which is create a scenario where characters make decisions which may not be right, but you know that people really would do it. Like, there would be people who would do this. And you can say, that character is he's wrong. Like, he's an idiot. Like, screw him, traitor, whatever. But, like, that's what happened. You know, and you just have to kind of deal with it. Which I like.
I've seen this sort of plot of, like, the, oh, no, your significant other is in danger, so you have to help me do this horrible thing. Like, I've seen that so often. God, it was actually the plot of Fate of the Furious. And seen it too many times.
It's the downside of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not that like in the show it's like badly handled or anything. I think it's actually going fairly all right. But it's just that it's been seen so many times. I'm like, oh, couldn't we maybe have thought of something a little different?
Yeah. I think the part that I enjoyed was, I don't know if it was this episode or the one before, the very recent one, was like, I was saying to myself watching it, I was like, you know, he's looking like such a hypocrite right now because he's been criticizing Taiga all this time for being a doctor without a license, right? And yet he's now kind of acting sort of like this. And then as soon as I said that to myself,
yeah,
he then says, I've been criticizing you for being a doctor without a license. I was like, this is great. Like, that's exactly, that, the irony of that is perfect.
Tying that into character stuff does make that a little better for sure.
Yeah. So, it's not the best. I mean, it started off annoying, honestly.
No, it did. No, of course it did. But then it grew. I was just like, oh my gosh, they're coming together, but they don't really like each other, but then they kind of like each other, but they kind of don't like each other. But then this happened when I'm like, oh, okay, like he really, and the thing is, like, I don't care enough about the chick, right, for me to be like, oh, okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, go ahead. Like, I don't, like, feel for, like, oh, man, he lost his girl. That's why he went over to the dark side. Like, I'm like, bro, like, I don't care about her.
Well, I think the thing is also is that they do have specials that are, like, focusing on these guys, like, before they were writers, but, like, they're not all subtitled and easily available yet. So we aren't getting all of the character stuff that actually is out there for them. Because I remember I watched, like, the first part or two of the Snipe one, which was really good, but then it just kind of haven't seen any more released. So
exactly that, just that one like 10 minute thing. So there's like, more like backstory. It's just where is it? I don't know. It's somewhere.
Why do they have to make them extras? Like, can't you like put it in the show?
Well, and even like the X-Aid Ghost team up, like, it has more of the backstory for X-Aid.
What?
Like, it's actually there. What? Crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I don't like that idea of you have to watch all this extra stuff. Like, I should be able to enjoy the show as it is, and all that extra stuff just be a little extra flavor.
It's pretty common. I don't want to feel like I'm missing anything. It's very common with Kamen Rider.
Is it now?
But yeah, because I know there were like a ton of those for Drive, and I still didn't care about Drive, but that's another story entirely.
Well, Drive was just hilarious, where it was like, check out the prototype to the prototype to the prototype of da 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 da. Like, it's just like, can you shut up? Like, just stop.
Yeah.
So yeah, I, you know, so with Brave, with Hero, I'm, your name is not Hero right now.
Zero.
Oh, that could be intentionally, ironically named.
Of course.
Words of wisdom. Drop that Zero. Don't get with the Hero.
Uh oh. But he's getting another power up next week, guys. It's, oh boy.
Everybody gets a power up. Everybody.
I know, but that's a except second. The girls. That's a secondary rider actually getting a third big power in a thing. Like that doesn't happen very often.
So when the chicks get power
up, we're at the tail end of the series now, where it's basically just give all stuff to the main rider.
Oh, did you do the preview for next week where like Xade has like his like golden form and he's got like that hair? Oh Lord! I saw that and immediately went, Lisa.
It took me a minute to realize that he's basically just supposed to look like an invincibility star from Mario. That's the point they're going for.
It's the Predator. I just want to scream, get to the chopper!
It's
Dreads.
It is a gold dude.
Well, doesn't Muteki mean invincible?
Who knows?
I think it does. I think that's what it.
All I know is, if there is any reggae music playing in the background, I'm done with this show. I will literally
just turn on Here Comes the Hot Stepper as he starts fighting.
Okay, so or I don't want to hear no dance hall music. I don't want to hear no reggae. I don't want to hear no mon. If there's
it should be like, who let the dogs out?
Like, I will stop watching the show.
No, it needs.
I will. No, you don't understand.
Chip tunes, who let the dogs out?
Like, they better just stay in their lane. Stay in their lane. These Japanese.
They are in every lane. Even. They're zigzagging all over the.
Oh my gosh! Anyway,
that looks so good digress. Though.
Digressing. Okay, so I guess while we're on the topic of the emo,
he's okay. See, here's the thing.
Emu.
He's my least favorite. He's the most boring. I'll say it
that happens a lot too. The main writer's the most boring.
Yeah.
Well, because they're always just generic good guy, I believe.
No. I mean, yes to you, but I mean, I'm still on the emu, whatever his name is, being the least interesting to you, even with the whole.
Oh no, I mean, situation. I'm of course the backstory is cool. Like that's good. I guess I don't really think of it as like his personality, really. Yeah. And like just how he acts, just generally, I don't really.
It always just comes back to him going, but I'm your doctor. I'm supposed to put a smile on your face. Okay, dude, got it.
And, it's like, and we get it.
Every time he says that, I just think, you're not Kuga. Stop talking about restoring smiles. That was Kuga's thing.
See, honestly, they should have just kept him as evil.
I was hoping that it would go longer, honestly.
Yeah, well, the fact that they added that to the opening credits where he's got that evil smile, I'm like, oh, they're gonna run with this for a while.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. But the story was cool.
You know, okay.
The backstory.
Yeah.
Here's why he kind of gets a pass for me, is that everybody else. Is freaking insane. Like, legit, like, crazy. Okay? And I just need a little break from the crazy. Like, I just need a little break, and he's that break. You know? Sure, I don't want him screaming every 2 seconds, you know, whatever. It's dumb. And sure, he should kind of wipe his face, you know.
I was going to say that, too. He always has blood in the left corner of his mouth. All the time.
Like, you're a doctor, like, you don't, like, you should kind of clean up a little bit, right? And anytime, like, any of these people get, like, injured or whatever, why do they have to get, like, the biggest bandages to slap on their faces? Like, and not, like, not actual, like, gauze or anything. It's, like, polka dot band-aids.
Yeah, it's super distracting. Like, they're having these, like, intense scenes with these, like, polka dot band-aids on their faces.
Like, what is this? Like, what are we doing? You know, so I'm just like, all right, you guys.
That's the wackiness of XO.
But, oh my gosh. But yeah, like, okay, so that's why I don't, that's why I give him a pass. Like, I, you know what, you're could be more interesting, but it's okay because Paradox kind of makes up for it. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, I was just like, yo, why is this dude so, like, obsessed? Like, really? It was just like, dude, like,
yes, are you into him or something?
But then that, yeah. Right, but I was not seeing, like, that's the, out of all the twists in them, that left field, like, I did not see that coming, to be honest with y'all. Like, I was just like,
it was cool.
What it was great.
And there was a bunch of little details that I'm only vaguely remembering now. But, like, there was, like, a little bit of backstory where Emma was a kid who liked to draw a lot. And he, like, drew, yeah. It sort of explained the double, whatever, what is it called? Right.
Mighty Brothers.
Which I always thought was just, like, okay, that's it. What the hell is that, you know? But, like, then you get, like, more backstory and it kind of helps. I don't know. There's a lot of that stuff. That I appreciate a lot. I still just, I wish it gave me more incentive to want to see that in the first 10 episodes, but yeah.
But, and then, like, he, and then with Paradox, right, he's all up, the GM, I'm just calling him GM because I don't ever know his name. He's all up his butt, like, yo, like, all right, I'm here to help you do this whole, like, big end-all, be-all game. So I'm gonna help you, right? But, like, yo, you need to chill, man. You can't be just killing, like, random bugsters, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, what's up? What's up? You know, and the GM was like, yeah, just slow your roll. But then, like, Paradox is like, no, you slow your roll. And he wasn't playing. I'm like, what? Is that whole notion, and on it, did anybody like miss or forget or care about Graphite being like
gone? I just didn't think he was gonna come back.
When he died the first time, I felt like it was a waste of a character.
Yeah, I thought he was just generic bad guy that's there in the early stages before the first big power ups show up. Then they kill him, and that's it, deuces.
Yep,
right. But then when he comes back, it's like, well, there's at least a chance for him to do something that's relevant.
I hope so, because right now he just, he's there. The only thing that he sort of kind of been sort of doing sort of is we find out, like, this Kamen Rider Chronicle, first of all, like, all these game developers creating games that can kill people, like, I can't, but whatevs, we're just gonna gloss over that for a moment. But, like, this whole notion of this game is that they fight different levels of the Bugster folks, collect these treasure things, and then until you can get to the main last boss, which is the, what's his name? The
Game Deus.
That dude. Until you get to him, you know, that's the end all be all, right? So Paradox and the Graphite be like, look, we gonna go into the game world, we gonna take a little sample from this game deus or whatever machina and we wanna take matters in our own hands, and Graphite literally took matters into his own hands. He was just like, you know, I'm just gonna fix myself with this thing, I'm good, I'm straight, we'll be good, you know. So that's pretty much where Graphite is right now. Like, that's why you're here, because beforehand I'm just like, broski, like, what are you doing? Like, you just, I mean, Paradox is just taking up all the air. Hey, what are you doing? Like, come on. So that's how I feel. But you know, me, I, Paradox, y'all, you, look at you. Look at you. Look at you being all good character
and having the best
interesting
suit
and stuff.
Oh, writer suit? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is it just me? Or, like, how come, give or take a couple of different changes, but all the villains look way better than the heroes. Like, the heroes look like yes. Crapola.
That's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well,
except for Dangerous Zombie looks fine.
Dangerous Zombie.
Well, Dangerous...
Well, yeah, he was a villain, right? Exactly. Right? He's done on the villain.
Sorry, I was getting him limped up. I was lumping him with all the other Kamen Riders.
That's Neo Dan Kuroto to you.
Okay.
I was getting annoyed. I think I said this in our last review. I was getting annoyed with every single episode. Yes, it's a cool costume and cool whatever, but like every single episode, he showed up and fought. And it was just like, can we get a break? Can we wait? Can we something? And then he dies and was like, okay, thank you. Wow. Of course, he came back, but then it was. But it was just like over and over and over and over and over again. I was like, okay, oh, wow, like a lot.
And the notion, and then here's the thing: like, I get like this is a notion of like different writers at different levels, and when they change, they get to another level, and blah, blah, blah. I understand that, but especially with the villains, it was just like. At one point, it was just like, well, we're, like, the most powerful. You guys are going to have a problem fighting us. And then they would face them multiple times, and they would start out at the lowest level. Like, why? Why are we starting at level 5?
Transform on screen.
Why are we doing this? Why are we wasting our time?
To sell toys.
Why are we wasting our time?
Yeah.
Lee, why are we, like, we've dealt with level 5 back in, like, the single digits. Like, we need to start on the double digits. Like, we, and not 10. We need
well, there was a time before Neo Dan Kuroto showed up where, like, okay, so you've got M there with his 99, and you've got Snipe there with his 50, and then poor little Tattle Quest over here is... He's chilling with his dragon, yeah, and I'm like, whatever, dude. That is so 20 episodes ago. That is nothing. Your dragon is garbage.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, finally, he got a little power up because he was just like, all right, man. Like, this is, we can't be on level 10, level 5s, you know, and when we're in the 20s of episodes. Like, no, son. But I was just like, why do they, like... Especially the main dude. Like, why is your suit butt ugly? Like,
they've really
why?
Been spamming that big bulky.
I was good. Yeah, I hate the big bulky thing. Like, I get what they're going for, but boy, that usually when the main writer has like a middle form and then a final form, I tend to like the middle form more. But that is garbage. Big bulky form, awful.
It is. I mean, like his original form was not that great. Like,
yeah, his original form was only good when Kuroto was using it in the black and purple version. Then it looked cool.
Yes, yes, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The villains, yes. All the villains.
Also, we've forgotten about like the little, remember like it was like level 1 or whatever the hell it was form?
Well,
that little dumb
yeah,
form?
Well, when the,
no,
yeah,
when no, the, we've forgotten on purpose.
When the series first started, we were like, yeah, if they're going to get rid of that. It entirely sooner than later. Like, it's just worthless. It does nothing.
Pretty much. Like, I understand why they did it. It was a thing. And we understand. Let's move on. Right? It's cool. But that's my main thing. Like, yo, like, the heroes are supposed to look cool. And when the villains look cooler...
Yeah, Chrono shows
like,
up looking like an Xbox.
Like, damn.
Looking all...
I was gonna say Zeltrax, but yeah, all right.
I would say
right.
He was awesome.
All right. Dark Clipto, yeah, whatever. You know, all right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, all right. That's a great design.
I love that yeah. Color scheme, the black and the green.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It works. Yes. Which is weird that all he has is just a recolor of the same little morpher thing they've been using forever. It's like, you got nothing cool in that? You got anything better? You know, just a recolor?
And. Well, what's his name? Is it Paradox? Yeah. His level 99.
Yeah,
or whatever,
it's amazing.
Where he combines the two games together.
Great.
The only bad thing is that he has the driver on, because the driver clashes with the costume.
This is true.
Like,
couldn't they repaint
they
that?
Couldn't they change the driver? Yeah, man. That'd be great. But no, of course. Like, the driver looks horrible. Like, it's just this. Anyway. But, yeah.
Yes.
I still love this show, by the way. Like, I just want to let our viewers know. Still love this show. Still love. However, gotta knock you on the suits. Yeah. So, next person I want to bring up. Okay, is crap. What's her name?
Tiger. You're gonna have to give me more than that.
Okay, we'll Tiger.
Were you thinking of him or somebody else?
We'll Tiger. I was thinking about something else, but talk about Tiger. While we're in the
I have a question because I don't know if we even talked about this last time or whatever, but like, Nico, how old is she?
I think she's supposed to be like 16, 17.
Oh.
Okay.
I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know.
I want to know.
How old is she?
Can you show me?
Okay. All right. So 6 years ago, right, she battled Emu in the thing and lost. In the flashbacks, how old did she look then?
Well, yeah, I mean, she was a child, 12? Yeah.
I mean, obviously she's young, but, you know, the question was...
Okay, so she's in the upper teens, right? You can say that, right? Upper teens? Okay, Taiga...
He's a doctor.
...is not. He's not in the upper teens, okay? I'm just saying that,
So, take a seat.
What are you doing in this clinic? Why don't you have a seat?
Why are you going to this video game competition, huh? Thought you're gonna. Who did you think you were gonna meet here?
Let's have a chat.
How many years ago was it? Was when she first like competed against? Okay. According to this,
6 years ago,
in 2010 she was 12, so she is legal.
Okay.
Just. Throwing that out there.
Well, all right.
She is legal.
Barely.
I'll allow it. It's
barely. The fact we have to have this conversation is a problem. Because
it's not an arrestable offense, but it is. It raises the eyebrow.
Legit, like, birthday happened the day she met
Tyler. To be fair, I think it's more on her end than his end.
He's
no selling a lot
but
of her
then,
stuff.
But then when the lovely cub was all like, yo, you gotta blah 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 and whatever, I'm just like, broski, you need to fall back. Cause this chick is a chick. She's a child. But Jeremy, you're saying that she was 10
she was
in
12 in
2010,
which means when she met him, she was already 18, possibly 19.
Right, that's fine.
I mean, are we in current? Is this season in current?
Nothing
year?
Has said it isn't.
I would assume. You know, because watch it be.
I feel like they did say it happened either 5 or 6 years ago, the start of this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She better be 12 now, but that's,
they
you know,
zero
barely.
Day.
Yeah.
And that's the day. That's the whatever.
But, yeah, the day. Yeah, when surgery happened and.
Oh my god! I'm just not seeing this commercial. This like drink commercial. Has anyone seen this? It's at the end of these episodes. Sorry, like I'm watching videos.
It was the one where they're like, "Hey, we're all the three doctors, and we're gonna drink this energy drink, and it's gonna be awesome."
Yes.
They're all like leaping into the doctors, not the writers, like the doctors themselves.
Yes,
it's great.
Energy.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. So Tiger. His thing what we find out about him is that he feels like everybody has something to live for, right? You know, this person wants to be the best doctor. This person wants to be a doctor who makes people smile, whatever. This person wants to, you know, do this with their lives or whatever. He feels like he don't got nothing to lose because he ain't got nothing to gain and he ain't whatever. So he can do all the risky stuff and he should only be the only writer ever in life. Then this girl is like on his jock. She's trying to be like, hey, yo, like, I'm a good gamer and things. This is what I like to do. You know, like, this is my passion. Broski, like, you know, what's your passion? Don't you want to, like, what's up? So they go back and forth or whatever. And then he realizes, like, oh, you made me see I really want to be a doctor. And I want to save people. You my patient. And I, you know, he didn't say I love.
Because he's not sure for age. He's like, right? Oh, maybe I shouldn't, shouldn't be saying that.
Right.
Hey.
Barely legal.
Keep those feelings.
So
he's got to go online and check the laws. He's like, wait a minute.
Different? Is it different in Japan?
It might be. I don't know.
It could be.
You know what? We're not gonna. Yeah, we don't need to. It's fine. Fine.
I don't need that in my Google search history.
But. Very true. Very true. But yeah, so he, Taiga, you know, he's trying to, and then, like, he has a thing with, what's his name, Hiro. He's always talking it out, trying to, you know, I don't know if it's kind of a win Hiro over, in a sense, like, hey, like, I'm on license, like, I don't have my license, but look, here I am trying to be nice to you in a weird backhanded way, because, you know, that girl, you know, kind of died, sort of, kinda. A bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So, and that's the thing about Hiro, too, is, like, he was, like, they were trying to figure out and work together to do the thing and whatever, they were building something. And then Tiger's like, yo, he a traitor, yo. Like, forget him. Like, oh.
I'm looking at images of Xaid on Google Imaging Search. And speaking of our last topic, I see a picture that's half Snipe, you know, delivering his finishing move, half Nico, wet, coming out of the water fountain. And the only thing on the screen is the words, bang, bang, critical fire.
Wow.
That's a thing. What? Out of context. Out of context, that's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And anything about Taiga that we can talk.
Bang bang.
About. Oh gosh. Yeah. Bang, bang. All right, moving right along. So who else is in the show?
Well, the guy that just came back.
What? I thought you had a.
I did, and I just, like, I'm running out of who just came back. What he said? Oh yes, duh.
Glasses guy. My love the glasses so much.
Duh. Okay. What is how you say it's
Kiria. Kiria.
Got.
Guy that doesn't know how to wear his jacket until he turns evil.
Can I just say, before it was fully revealed that it was who it was, like, because, like, they're fighting whatever, the good guys think they might have, you know, a leg up on the bad guys, and then all of a sudden, someone that looks like Laser, sort of, some writer costume shows up, I was thinking it might sort of be interesting if it was Saki. If it was the girl that Hiro was trying to bring back.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
No, okay. Yeah, because I just always assumed it was him. I just was like, whatever well, yeah. else was assuming, which was, is it of his own free will?
See, I like Tristan's idea for him because then it would be like, hey, I brought your girlfriend back, but now she's hella evil.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, snap.
Yes, and we'd have another female writer, and she'd have her own costume, and she'd have, you know, her own
kinda
stuff.
Kind of has the figure already. Same. kind of, you know, it's a slim guy. Slim rider. Yeah.
And we get
would have been interesting.
But, yeah, would have. Yeah. I just love we get his scene where he confronts our main guy in the water, and we have our dramatic Kamen Rider scene in the water, because all Kamen Riders got to have a dramatic scene on the beach in the water.
Where they punch each other in the face. Back and forth.
Yes.
Okay.
It worked very well, though.
Another... Maybe I'm not remembering clearly, like, the earlier episodes, right? Because in the beginning, he started out a little shady, right?
Well, he wasn't technically shady. It's just that they didn't believe him.
Right.
He was right. But because they pulled the old switcheroo with Gen and Paradox with the belt.
See,
this is part of the reason why I wasn't super into the early episodes, is they did a lot of stuff that felt very just like, I've seen it, I don't care. They did these like things that are like, oh, I don't trust you because XYZ, and then you get to the end of the story and you realize, oh, I should have trusted you from the beginning. You know,
time for some misunderstandings, Fi style.
Oh, God.
Except I like those characters, and I don't.
You are wrong.
Fize
was awful.
So Fize
wasn't awful, but like the over-reliance on misunderstandings was terrible.
It was tedious. It's one of those shows you can't marathon because it's going to feel like it's the same thing every week.
Maybe
if you watched it one episode at a time as it aired, it's fine, but marathoning, fatiguing.
So anyway, Fize is amazing, but...
Trying to justify that. It's in the song. I can say it. They use the bad joke, so I can use it too.
OQ.
So in the beginning, he's all like, "Look, man, you're," and he being the bicycle guy, telling the coroner, telling the Emu, like, yo, like, you're the only hope, yo, like, make sure that you handle this, and blah, 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 like, I'm dying, like, so, all right, handle it, yo, you my friend, though, like, we friends now, and then he comes back, his own free will, though, and being like, oh, you a punk, dude, like, you ain't solved this, so, like, whatever, I'm not, like,
I just love the reveal. I love the fact that they assume automatically that he's been like programmed and like brainwashed or whatever.
They're not playing dumb. They're like, oh yeah, okay, something's up. Something's got to be up, right? Right. And then maybe not.
Right.
I know, but I'm sad. Like, right. I'm sad, you already took my, not my hero, but like you already took hero. You try to take the people, and like Yakala kept her. Like, I mean, if we were gonna trade, you know what I'm saying,
hey, yes,
Yakala kept the people,
take her ass,
and we could have kept hero, and like bicycle dude could have been like the gut wrench, like, no, like, okay, fine, but no, like, y'all took hero and now y'all took bicycle guy, like, come on, man.
That just reminds me of how awful that I don't think you guys have watched it, but the special where they use the common Sentai rider thing, where it's like, because they use Kiria and Gen in the special, but it's just the worst thing ever, because it takes place while they were still dead, both of them, because the whole point is all the riders that are there are dead. Like, because it's them, it's Banana Man. Banana Man and short-haired chick that's always with Banana Man, you know. So it's all dead riders together, and they're like, why is X8 here? This is crazy. We have 3 half-hour episodes, and we're going to spend the first one just establishing who we are, and spend the second one just establishing that we're all dead. Like, come on. But, like, it's so weird that they do that, and then, like, it's so nothing. And then they bring them back here, and like, I was surprised because I didn't think they were going to have any actual substance to it because of how they completely and utterly wasted Turbo, whatever. That yes, guy.
The original.
Yes, laser when he could only stand up if he was in his samurai uniform.
Yes. It was so bad.
Well, I kind of liked his samurai uniform, but just the idea of I'm just a bike. I'm bike guys.
Yeah, the what? Yeah. You're a bike. That's your.
But then he wanted to not be like he wanted to be more than a bike like that. Like, well, I mean, I didn't mind.
Well, it's also just weird because of the fact that he transforms into a bike and there's another power up that is put a bike on your shoulders.
So he's a bike bike. bikes on bikes.
This is like, I mean, Kamen Rider has been accused of wasting its whole bike motif in recent years, but wow.
It's like they're trying to overcompensate. Yeah. We heard something like bikes, so put a bike on your bike.
Bikes on bikes.
Pimp my bike. You know,
I have to say, like, that really got to me. And then, of course, they want to leave you with the cliffhanger of, like, oh, he whispers something in Emo's ear. Like, what, sweet nothings? Like, what did you say?
Hail Hydra.
Like, what? Hail Hydra.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Oh, gosh. Like, I mean,
it's maximum drama, and I thought it was great.
I know. And then it was, what it was, somebody was asking him, like, what did he say? What did he say to you? He's like, and Aim was like, I don't want to know. Like, what?
Yes, it's
I don't want to know. It's great. I don't want to know. I got to believe.
I don't want to know. Dude just goes up to his ear, whispers, I don't want to know.
It's gotta believe.
You know, man, like, I just, oh, man, like, this show, like, I mean, and I still mean it. I love this show. I do. But the things that they do to me.
It makes you feel things. Like, you actually feel things.
It makes you care.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Again, it could be worse. You could be sitting there worrying about two random temple guys and...
Shut up.
And girl that does nothing but, you know, chill and hang out with an old lady or eat little... for whatever those things were. Takoyaki time. Hey.
God, she was so useless, a girl.
We're not going backwards. We were going forwards. We're not going back. We're going forward.
When you guys talk about Comrade Ghost, I'm like, I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
And it's not even the worst series by far.
It's not.
No.
There's so many worse Comrade Rider series out there. Hey, Drive.
Like, X8 is, again, as we said before, with Q-Ranger as well, it's a delight to have two pretty solid shows on this year.
Like, like, I'm not going to say either of these are, like, my favorite shows, but, like, I really am enjoying myself, and I don't ever feel like it's a chore to sit down and watch either one of them.
So. Yeah, because there are some years where you watch a Toko and you're like...
Oh, go, Sager. You can go F off the edge of my... so much. Oh, go, Sager. Oh,
were there any other, like, major arcs that we haven't talked about?
The only thing I still want to say that I said before is that I just love how they redid the opening. Like,
yes,
it was weird that it took so long to do it. Like, because it was a huge span of time where there was no opening. They would just play the theme song.
Yes, they would just get into it. Yes. Love. But, like, thank you.
I even watched a video of, like, comparing them side by side. Like, there are just these fun little differences, you know, like, how they switch out between Poppy and her alternate identity of which one's trapped in the TV. And when you see everybody walking in the background, now you have, like, player riders in the background, and you actually see more of the backstory for the other riders. And then, like, you have, like, the blank screen for Dead Dude. Just all these little things. You're like, well, Emu, like we said before, how he looks evil for a hot second there in the redo. Like, it's all these, or, like, the main... You have the same scene where, like, he turns around and sees his bad guy, but originally it's the evil black and purple X8, and then now it's Paradox, and then it's Kronos, and just the nice little evolution of everything.
Speaking of the Kronos dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Way way overpowered. No, like the whole like.
Well, that's the point, right?
I know. It's just like, you already have enough power without pausing, but then you get to pause time too. Okay.
Actually, this was a question that I had, and it's a genuine question because I honestly haven't been focusing so much on the details like that I would be able to answer it myself. Is there a reason he doesn't just, like, you know, drop a bomb like in their little base or what? The Bugsters can teleport right into their base.
Yeah, I believe it's known as main villain hubris.
And the father is always just like, oh, you characters are my valuable players, so I need everybody to just make sure you don't mess with the ride players, right? But you have to, like, you know, keep you guys occupied, but don't do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is that he wants them all around still fighting because that keeps the game popular and Yeah, you can't just have no characters in there.
Right, and he wants to take the game worldwide and not just in Japan. Mm-hmm. So you still have to have characters and people to play them, you know, so that he can sell it to.
But I do like the whole idea because it's the whole concept of, like, if you're in a fighting game, like, the one thing you're not allowed to do is pause the game because it's always, like, a cheap tactic, they always say, and it's, like, the one thing that's just, like, out of bounds. And in reality, you know, if you're in a video game, the strongest thing you can do is just pause the game and assess your situation. So, like, it really fits the whole theme really well. I think it's a good idea. But, yeah, they have to find a way to nullify it.
Yeah, man. Because it is, I mean, it's just, like, it's a little too long for him to be so overpowered. Like, I get you have to be overpowered. I get it. Right. Totally. But, like, when they kind of sort of figure out how to, like, nullify it a little bit, but then that's when you find out Hiro was just like, nah, son.
And that's good, too, that, like, he gets this crazy power. They realize that power's too much. And the first thing they do is try to find a way to nullify it. Like, it's not a bunch of futile battles until they're like, oh, yeah, we're getting near the end of the series. We should try to get rid of his pause power. Like, they're actually being proactive. So, yeah,
and it's good. I wouldn't be shocked if when he gets his new Predator Dread form, it can just walk right
Predator
through.
Predator Dread form.
Yes. Like, it could just walk right through the pause.
Well, you can just call it his invincible form, but yes.
Well, Predator Dread form.
Predator Dread. Predator Dread.
Predator Dread.
I mean, that would be interesting, though. Like, if he pauses it and everybody else and everything else is frozen, but just the two of them. And then they fight, like, in the span of, like, 0 seconds. That would like show off the
power up,
right?
Yeah.
So we'll see, because Cronus, you're a little too much for me right now.
That's how a Mario star works, right? You get the star and you can run through everything. So.
Okay.
Well, I mean, really, everything about M is Mario related. Like, that's the whole everything about him. His name's M for one thing. That's the beginning of it, and the fact that he got the brothers, and then the Invincible Star, it's all, and he, you know, hits the blocks, all that good stuff.
It's very classic side-scroller.
He just doesn't have a sweet mustache. Oh, only.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
No, he just holds his finger over his lips.
Glad that's not his signature, whatever, yes. Like, just, no.
His signature move?
Yeah, no.
I will defeat you, finger over lips.
Oh my god.
Anywho, but look, XA. Look, I told y'all, right? If you ain't watching XA, you need to watch. You need to go to Japan and watch XA. Okay.
Fly to Japan, rent a hotel room, turn the TV on, watch 20 episodes in a row because that's how it works.
Yeah, they marathon it all the time. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, the Comrader channel. It's they air episodes of X8 and then they air live footage from Chronicle. That's what they do. Live feeds.
So there you go.
You can watch whatever episodes you want, you know, as fast as you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's those Comrider viewing hotels. That's all you do.
The
That sounds like it could be a real thing. Actually,
they're all subtitled. It's crazy how they do that.
Right? Just,
yeah, they're really, really well done.
For all the American audiences, it's crazy how they do that.
Yeah. So next time you're in Japan, just look it up. Google it. Mm-hmm. Google Smoogles. Yeah. So I think we're done. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Our game is not over because then we'd be dead. But to be continued. Save.
Right.
Games. Yes.
Save of that game.
Indeed.
There you go.
There's probably going to be 48 episodes is the norm now, so we're only got like a dozen left.
Hmm. Well, they've changed the status quo multiple times, and it definitely feels like we're now at the world domination stage.
Yeah.
So there's only so many places to go. Yeah.
There's only so many people you can bring back. Like
we're gonna conquer outer space.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little.
Oh, Forze's gonna show up. Hey, Forze time.
So let's not.
What? Forze is good.
It is. It's
very good.
There's only so many shows that I could finish. That wasn't one of them.
Don't you want to show the things about hamburgers and its opening theme? Come on now.
My dreams are large size.
Yes. And they're only next is Kamen Rider Build.
Is there any more information about this build?
Nope. All I saw was a silhouette of the suit and then a silhouette of the gimmick toy. Which looks kind of like a cylindrical thing. I don't know what it is. But no, nothing yet.
Because if we get Kamen Rider Minecraft...
It's not going to be Minecraft. When I think build, I think actual building tools. Sort of.
Builder. Oh, Bob the Builder Rider? Jeez.
Yeah, well, the fact that they just did Minecraft for Sentai, they're not going to do it for Kamen Rider. And it looked more bulky too, like it wouldn't be like it wasn't like blockish. So
as long as they don't do Kamen Rider Minecraft, then we're good.
I mean, we have doctors this year, so maybe next time it's like engineers, construction workers. Yes.
Can you imagine if our main writer, he's like, yeah, I'm just, a hopeful guy who wants to make the world a better place by building things. I'll build a house for everyone or something. He'll have some really generic, inspiring story.
Well, you got that idiot sixth ranger from Tokyuger who's always got his little hard helmet on.
Hey, he was great. He was great.
He was a thing. He was a thing. He was the best Tokyuger, part.
You need to stop your Tokyuger hate.
What?
Excuse me? What?
Is garbage.
Was Tokyuger the best? No. Did I enjoy?
Hell no.
Did I enjoy parts of it? Yes.
Was it near the bottom? Yes.
Yes.
Stop with your hating. Stop it.
Again, Ghost Sager still exists, so Tokyuger's fine.
See, I enjoyed this episode. We were saying, like, other shows, all I could think of is, like, we're saying, well, it's not, at least it's not as bad as Ghost or Drive. Like, what, is Drive, like, Kamen Rider, is it, like, Kamen Rider Samurai? Well, it's not as bad as Samurai. It's not as bad as Drive.
Whoa. It's just so fatiguing, Drive.
It's just a show that exists, you know? Mm-hmm. And it just feels like it just goes forever, somehow. Just kind of being the thing, like I don't know how else to describe. What was that term? Aggressively
there.
Aggressively there.
Right. It's so aggressive. Mm-hmm. So ridiculously aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah, and it really like is so much with the tropes of the here's our broody writer that used to be evil. Blah blah blah. Now he's with us. And blah, blah, blah. Oh my god, that was the worst. Chase can go eat one. Just awful.
I want to make an off-color joke, but I think I'm going to say
just the worst. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so redeemed. I'm the bad guy. Now I'm the good guy. And I'm just so conflicted. I need to do something to prove that I'm good at the end. Oh, I die.
All I'm saying is X-Aid. Gotta believe.